generosity. Give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal it shall be measured to you again. Luke 6 verse 38. So far this week we have been looking at how we can be a help in the kingdom of God by praying and supporting those who are in leadership or volunteering in our church. Today we want to consider another way that we can be a help. In 2 Corinthians, chapters 8 and 9, Paul is writing to the church in Corinth regarding the offering they are collecting for the needs of people in Jerusalem. He commends them for their faithfulness and encourages them to do their best to meet this need. In verse 12, he says, "For if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not." Then in chapter 9, verses 6 and 7, he promises that the Lord will reward those who freely extend generosity to others. "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly, or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver." He likens it to a farmer sowing seed. As the farmer scatters the grain over the field, he is not thinking about the amount he is using, but of what it will produce. He will not see the results overnight but will wait patiently for the abundant harvest. So, we as followers of the Lord Jesus Christ do not give grudgingly or because we feel pressured, but we give freely and generously, knowing that the Lord will reward us far more than we can imagine. The reward may not be money or material things, but a spiritual blessing. Remember, God does not pay every Saturday night. We are storing treasures in heaven. Matthew 6 verses 19 to 21, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Whether the Lord has blessed us with little or much, we will be blessed if we willingly set apart a portion each month to be a blessing to others. Twice a year our church donates food and money to our local food bank. This is a wonderful opportunity for us to hold the flashlight. Jesus, we are so thankful that you supply our every need. Help us to be aware of the needs of others and to give generously when we have the opportunity. Devotion by N. Johnston.